Hello and welcome into this Monday's edition of Yitty! It's yes, I'm talking to you. I'm with the lovely, talented, immeasurable, incomparable.
Oh, there's
another. Has her phone alarm going off, Nina Blanco.
And I am with the wonderful.
Don't try to do my thing.
Never mind, that's Dubs. Or Rob Trujillo. Or
Rob.
Whichever.
Whatever you call me, I don't care.
Never mind. He's just Dubs. It's like Ken. He's just Ken.
So we're going to start doing the podcast Mondays and Wednesdays. So this is our first Monday edition of Yitty. Mm-hmm. We'll put it out at around 4 p.m. So your last hour of work or when you're driving home, you can flip us on and take us with you on the ride. Because we miss driving with you guys.
We do.
It's sad.
Yeah. But now that Yitty is coming out on Mondays and Wednesdays around 4 o'clock, we are kind of riding with you.
Hopefully.
On your way home.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So Yitty is yes, I'm talking to you, which means we give some people a talking to. Mm-hmm. And we start with you, me, and we, which I'm terrified for because our very own Nina Blanco took a little vacation over the weekend.
Yeah.
A little trip to see some family.
Yeah.
And I came into work today and I said, oh, how was your trip? She said, we'll talk about it on the podcast. I was like, oh. So I guess that's where we're going to start with you, Nina Blanco.
Well, my weekend was a shit show. It was a shit show. I was supposed to go to Chicago to go to my cousin's baby shower. This is her fourth damn baby. Why she's having another baby shower, I'm not quite sure, but
oh, you get one for each of them.
Well, there's difference of opinion on that. So for me growing up, it was like, yeah, you have a baby shower for every baby, but I've had other friends tell me like, no, you only have a baby shower for your first baby and
really?
That's it.
I didn't
know that. There's a little difference of opinion there. So whichever way you go. But my family, we have one for every damn baby because diapers are just too expensive. But I was supposed to go for that. And my cousin asked specifically, can you please try to come? I would really love you there. So it spoke to my heart. And I'm like, yes, baby girl, I will be there for you. So I flew out on Friday. The baby shower was on Saturday. And I was supposed to come back home to Denver on Sunday. And on Friday, I did fly standby because the boy, my husband, works for an airline, which is awesome, and getting to fly standby is freaking amazing.
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Right, but it doesn't necessarily make it easier. It makes it cheaper.
Makes it freer.
Yes.
Right.
Makes it cheaper, sometimes it makes it so much
more
harder.
Difficult. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So standby, it doesn't always work out, but this time I was like, ooh, shoot. I was on my way to the airport looking at the numbers because I can see how many seats are available. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it, but I'm going to go to the airport anyway because there's other flights throughout the evening. Maybe I'll make one of them. Mm-hmm. And if I get there by Friday, even Saturday morning, like, cool. And so, the original flight that I was getting on, it wasn't looking great. But then when I got there, lo and behold, I was able to get on the flight. Like, I was the very last standby seat to get on the flight. But we were a little bit delayed because we had some storms here in Denver on Friday. Mm-hmm. So we had some storms come through. Of course, it was late afternoon. And so we were delayed. They delayed us like 15 minutes at a time, 30 minutes at a time. It ended up being 2 hours delayed.
Which is like life in an airport right now.
Right, exactly. And just with the storms, you're understanding. And it was only 2 hours, so no big deal. I'm still going to get there. I had made plans for my other cousin to pick me up from Chicago. No big deal. So I'm in the air. I'm on the airplane. I'm like, cool, I'm going to make it. This is working out. That's so exciting. And as we get closer to Chicago, you know, they always make the announcement like 30 minutes before you land saying, hey, we're going to start landing. Make sure you do your final bathroom breaks, whatever. Yeah. And so instead of that, they were like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, there's a huge storm in Chicago right now.
Oh, no.
So we're going to go in a flight pattern and we're just going to circle around and try to wait out this storm for a little bit. So we did that for a little while. And then they get back on the intercom and they're like, so, ladies and gentlemen, in regards to safety as well as fuel and making sure we have enough fuel, we're actually going to take a detour and we're going to land in St. Louis.
Which you not only have family in.
I do.
But you also lived in once upon a time.
Yeah, I lived in St. Louis.
So of all places for them
to go put and land. You,
that's not terrible.
For sure. But the plan was still to get to Chicago that night. That was still the plan. And the pilot was like, yes, this is going to happen. You know, we're going to keep an eye on everything, but we still are planning on getting to Chicago. So we land in St. Louis. They're like, we're going to refuel here and we're going to sit on the runway for a little while in St. Louis. And we're going to wait out for the storm to kind of clear in Chicago. And then we were there. And then the first hour went. And then the second hour went. And then they make announcements saying, this storm, the pilot's like, I haven't seen a storm like this in ages. And we're just like, oh my gosh. Meanwhile, I'm looking up the radar and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, this is a pretty widespread storm. It was like, it did a curve around Lake Michigan. It was like Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Chicago to Indiana. Like it was huge and it was just all there and it was very slow moving. Like it just wasn't moving.
Well, lake effect snow or rain will just stay in one spot.
It was just there. And so meanwhile, I have friends and my family, cousins texting me like, oh, this is the weather, what the weather's doing like right now while I'm here. We had hail, there was winds, and then there was a break. They're like, it's clear. Hopefully you should get going soon. But then the pilot's just like, I don't know, the storm is just not moving. But then the pilot had a plan that we were going to take off soon and we were going to go up to Iowa and kind of follow the storm on the back end as it continued to move out of Chicago. And I was like, cool, at least he has a plan. So this is going to happen. And then another hour went by. Which, by the way,
what time did you actually get there?
By the way, hold on. So we were just on the plane the whole time. Like we weren't off the plane or anything that.
The Iowa part isn't the end of the story. Okay.
No. We were still in St. Louis. That was just the plan.
No, I know. But
And so we're sitting there and then they're like, well, folks, sorry to tell you this news, but we're not leaving St. Louis tonight. And the whole plane is just like, oh my gosh. We're already on a 2-hour delay. We were sitting on the plane for 3 hours in St. Louis just for them to tell us, sorry, this is not happening tonight. So fun fact about the St. Louis airport, which is kind of small, by the way, is it's not suited for the big 777 planes that we were on. So, you know, when you get off a plane, you have that little like that staircase runway thing. They put it up to the plane and then that's how you get out to get into the terminal at the airport. They didn't have a thing big enough to fit our door. So they sent over stairs.
Yeah, right. You can't use the jetway. You got to use stairs.
Yeah, the wobbly stairs. And they had like 2 buses go through. And so we were the second plane to reroute and land there. There were multiple big boy planes rerouting there. And the way they do things is just the first plane that got there is the first plane that gets off. Then the second, third, they just go in order.
Yeah.
And luckily we were the second plane. So we were towards the beginning, but the plane in front of us had 300 some passengers, 2 buses. When I finally got on the bus, I counted how many seats. 35 seats on the bus. So they could only accommodate 35 passengers per bus to pick people up off the stairs, go drop them off at the airport, come back and pick up 35 more people to do 300 plus people per plane.
Yeah.
It was forever.
10 trips.
Yes. Yeah. And then they were like, you know, if you have to get hotel accommodations, talk to guest services at the airport. And we, because it's weather related, they are going to pay for anything you pay for the hotel, blah, 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 and we'll rebook you. Well, since I was flying standby and this was like uncharted territory for the boy and I, we've never had this happen before in our years of flying standby. And I was like, do I get rerouted or are they going to bump me off because I was standby in the first place to try to get other people trying to figure this out?
Yeah.
And the boy was like, I'm not sure. I don't think you're going to be able to. And I also don't think you're going to qualify for hotel reimbursement. And I'm like, shit. So the boy is like, do you want me to call my mom and call my parents to come get you? And I'm like, I don't know, because it's late and they are early risers. They're like 5 a.m. people every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're already sleeping. It's like 12:30 right now. And I'm like, I don't know. And finally, as people are getting off, I'm like, okay, go ahead and call them. And then I was like, I just feel so bad, you know, being such an inconvenience to them. But
it's one of those things where like, it's okay to be the inconvenience sometimes.
And it was weather.
This is
it was a whole thing.
It's not like you did something to be annoying.
So yeah, it just was such a clusterfuck.
So basically, how was the mother-in-law anxiety?
Yeah. And so then now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm an unexpected guest in their house.
Right.
So like that already is like,
and your husband's not there.
He's not there. Right. But I mean, I have a good relationship with my mother-in-law and with the boy's stepdad and everything like that. I think they're great, but it was just like, you know, last minute, a lot of anxiety. I'm like, I feel like such an inconvenience. I apologized to them a million times. And but what ended up happening is I found out that even though I fly standby at once, I do have a seat in this situation in the future. If it ever happens again, I do qualify for getting rebooked on the next flight and for hotel reimbursement. So I know that now, but well, I didn't know that then.
So you spent the weekend in?
So I spent the weekend in St. Louis with my mother-in-law.
And how was that?
It was actually really good. It was good. It was a blessing in disguise type of situation. We had a good time. They
extra
took me to dinner.
No, it's a blessing in disguise, I know, right?
But no, luckily I get along with them and they're pretty cool. So
I assume your flight back was much less eventful.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of which, I was rebooked on the Saturday afternoon to try to fly back out of Chicago. I ended up just opting out of that flight entirely and I just bought a flight so I could for sure come home to Denver on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I did that because I was still getting notifications as if I was going on that Saturday flight. They were delayed. There was a storm that came through St. Louis on Saturday and they were delayed 7 hours.
I wish you would have sat on a plane for a total of 15
like 24 hours basically. Like, no, absolutely not. So I made the right choice in just saying forget it, it's just not happening. And I didn't go to my cousin's baby shower, but I ended up staying in St. Louis with the boy's parents. It was such a shit show. So Mother Nature right now is my complaint because she just, because
on the stream I was on last night on Twitch, I was talking about how you're crazy, I think.
Me?
Yeah. For leaving
cool, thanks.
For leaving at 5 o'clock at night to get on a plane.
Why?
To fly to Chicago.
Why?
To spend like 28 hours there.
Do you know how many times I have done those types of trips, though?
I know, but it's crazy.
For my family, for you bitches back in Illinois, this is what I do for you. He thinks I'm crazy, but I do this stuff all the time.
I know, you're crazy. You are crazy.
Whatever. It's
for,
fun.
For 20-something hours.
It's fun. Who cares?
All right. Well, that was the you.
Yeah.
I guess I'll do my me real quick here.
I'm sorry it took forever.
That's okay. My me is just... Okay, I feel like I'm going to get a lot of flack for saying this.
What?
I'm a bad person. I put this on social media already, but I just wanted to give you the opportunity to yell at me.
Oh, gosh.
Is it bad that I hate when people dance into their weddings?
You mean the entrance?
Yeah, it's so stupid.
I mean, that's what everyone does, though.
So freaking dumb.
And it also does not surprise me. You're such a bummer on, like, everything.
Dude, it's so contrived and stupid. Like, we're having fun. Look at us. Oh, my God.
But it's a celebration. Like, it's official. Sure, you just got married. Great. And then you're coming into your party that you paid for. Let me dance in.
Right. So... all of that being said, it's going to be a party. You don't have to fake it on the way in.
Oh, my like, God. It's gonna what are you supposed to do? Just walk in?
So Mitch Marner is like a really good hockey player. He's on the Toronto Maple Leafs. He had a wedding with obviously a very expensive wedding with a lot of very important people. And he not only dances into his wedding, but he also does the gritty into his wedding.
What is the gritty?
It's like a,
you're
like,
come on, do it. Do
no,
it.
I'm not
do
doing it. You're like down, you like bend your knees and you're like picking up stuff off the ground. It looks like, and it started as like a Fortnite thing. And then a couple NFL players started doing it. And then a whole bunch of athletes started doing it.
And what's the problem with that, Rob?
Oh my God.
Please.
Because in 30 years, when they look at that video and they see him gritty into his wedding, they're going to be like, what's that? You look like such a loser. Like, you're going to have to explain that to your grandkids. Well, kids, it was called the gritty. And
oh
it started
gosh.
With a video game.
So what? At that point, so many things are going to be viral and come and go
It's so stupid. What is the point? It's a giant... fucking party with free booze. Like, everybody is going to have a good time.
What are you supposed to do when you walk into your wedding then? What would
just
you do?
Just walk in.
That's
just
so lame. And people are cheering you and you're just going to be like, oh, I'm here.
I also wouldn't necessarily need the walk in, like just.
Well, what else are you supposed to do? There's stuff in between where you are going to be walking in.
I know. Logistically, the walk in has been made part of it because logistically you need it to be part of the day.
Right.
But I would just find a way to get, like, just get me to my chair. Let's sit down. I'll have to listen to these two boring ass speeches and then we can get
such
hammered.
A loser. Your future. I hope your future wife is going to be like so into all these little things.
Why do you think I'm single, Dina? No, listen, I am a big fan of like, if it brings you joy, fine. Just don't expect me to be happy about it.
Oh my gosh.
But, so if she wanted to do it, I mean, fine. Just know that I'm doing it like I am a prisoner of war here. Like I'm doing this unwillingly.
I guess.
All right, you, me, and we want to talk about
homelessness in Denver. And there's a new plan for it with the new mayor.
Okay.
New mayor, Mike Johnston. He's been mayor now in Denver for like really a couple of weeks. And we haven't had a new mayor before that for a very long time. It was over 10 years. And Mike Johnston's biggest stance when he was running for office is that he is going to go for the homelessness that is going on in Denver.
Help try to fix it, yeah.
Yeah, so that was his big stance on everything. So Denver, as part of that, they've begun trash service for some sidewalk encampments that are around town for homeless people that are in these encampments. And when I read this title, I was like, oh my gosh, why aren't we already doing this?
Sure.
Trash service. I mean, if you just think about it, one of the biggest complaints for the Karens of the world when it comes to homelessness and people living on the streets is, oh, it's so dirty and they leave trash everywhere. It's ruining our city. It's so gross, blah, 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 blah. And just providing a simple trash service seems like such a brilliant thing and also such a small thing. And like, why weren't we doing this already?
Now I do. Well, a couple things. So one, I mean, they could just throw stuff away in the city trash cans.
But it gets all filled up and then you still get the complaints from all the Karens.
Two, I'm hoping that this is like voluntary, right? Because one of the things that I know that used to be a problem was they would just go and throw away a bunch of their stuff.
Yeah.
And that was not cool. But this is like voluntary,
this
right?
Is this totally is totally like, different.
Hey, if you've got some food wrappers or something like that. Or
So that before what you're talking about is like it's an encampment sweep is what they call it.
Yeah.
Where they make you clean up your tent. You get out of here completely. This is, you stay where you're at. This is your area. This is their own little community that's happening here because you have nowhere else to go. Stay where you're at. But we're going to provide, they're providing trash bags. And they have a whole trash truck that is routed to go to these encampments once a week to pick up these trash bags, get rid of it in the city dump. Well, and then they give them more trash bags, anything else that they might need for cleanup. I mean, I was reading this article and they were talking with someone who was homeless and she was like, this is the biggest help. She's like, we don't want to live in our own filth either.
Yeah.
No one wants to.
Yeah.
And, you know, she talked about the complaints from the Karens of the world and this is just so helpful. And it is helpful. And I'm just like, whoa, why didn't we do this before?
Simple solution.
Such a small thing and yet such a huge impact. So that is part of it that is going on. Mike Johnston is also set to close very soon on a permanent housing unit. He's actually going to try to buy, spending $26 million on a hotel purchase, a hotel that is not being used right now. It's kind of abandoned and going to turn that into housing. And 40% of the rooms are going to be focused on families making a certain percentage under, you know, the average here in Denver. Sure. And I think that's pretty cool. And they're trying, one of his promises in his campaign is I'm going to house 1,000 people who don't have a home that are living on the streets. And so this is part of that. There are about almost 200 units and then families can live in these units. And so he's hoping to get a big chunk of that 1,000 people promise into this hotel. And then he has a plan. They're close on purchasing the hotel entirely. And the plan is that they can start moving people in September and they're going to have city moving days to help people get moved in, which is great.
Yeah. I love this idea. I always thought it was a good idea. I had heard that he wanted to do this during his campaign. So I always thought that this was a good idea, but it does bring up questions, right?
Like, sure, always does.
When we send people to college and they all live on a floor together, we don't just let them do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. We got to have people like walk the floors, sure, and make sure everybody is okay.
Definitely.
All that kind of stuff. And I wonder what kind of security and stuff like they're going to do there. Not yeah. for the majority of the homeless people who move in there and find a new home there, but for the couple of troublemakers.
And you that's know what always I mean? The thing I know is the yeah. couple of troublemakers kind of ruin things for everyone else. I don't
exactly.
know.
Cause they'll paint it in a light. Cause if you see one news article from there, exactly. that somebody does something, it's going to be
one
like,
person did right. this.
And everyone's going to be like, oh, this is why we can't do this, blah, blah, blah. And exactly. it's like, no, man, it's one troublemaker.
Right.
And you got to try to weed them out.
I mean, I don't know the specifics on that. Yeah. I read this article, didn't see anything on it. I would assume,
yeah.
you know, there are a lot of people in the city that work for the homeless and work with these projects and that is part of their job because of course they do have to be on the lookout for these types of things.
Well, and then on top of that, and not that I think that you have answers to this, but just things to talk about is I thought to myself, like, I hope they also have the same kind of, cause like you said, there are tons of organizations that are mental health counselors, drug abuse counselors, alcohol abuse counselors that I hope that those are available in this housing unit. They find mm-hmm. a way to incorporate them right into where these people are staying mm-hmm. to try to help them handle some of these issues that they're having in their lives.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, we got to fly here. So we're going to go real quick through the Mr. Softy truck that disappeared. We like to find some good news because, that was actually good news.
That was kind of good news.
Yeah, we do yeah. complain a lot on this podcast, but that was technically good news. But so we like to bring a good news segment for every podcast. This one is a Mr. Softy truck that got banished from a New Jersey township.
New Jersey.
Yeah, we were talking about Karens before, and guess what Karens in New Jersey didn't like? The music from the ice cream truck is too loud.
Which is so ridiculous. It's July and in like New Jersey.
The middle of the day, she complained.
This
too.
Wasn't 10 p.m. This wasn't early morning 7 a.m. This was the middle of the day, prime ice cream time.
And so drivers have the choice of, like, they can just not go back there if they mm-hmm. want to. So this lady complained. The company and the driver decided that they weren't going to go on that route anymore. And the neighborhood got pissed.
Yeah, what about the rest of the neighborhood? Yeah, we don't mind the music and we've got kids and they want ice cream. That's all right.
And that's like part of summer. It's right. what we do here. So the Mr. Softy truck decided to reroute and go back in yeah. through the town and basically say, fuck you, Karen.
Yeah. It's just funny that, like, the Karen complained to the police. Mr. Softy truck heard about it and they're like, okay, forget it. And then the neighborhood complained to the police about the Karen complaining about the Softy truck. They got it totally reversed.
I wish some celebrity had heard of this and, like, just bought the entire truck of ice cream.
And just, like, park it in front of the Karen house and come get your free
come get free ice cream. Ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And then finally we do our whack ass of the week. And I sound awful when I say that because it's really Nina's thing. So Nina, who's our whack ass of the week?
Oh, I hate to say it because I love her so much, but I'm sorry, Cardi B, you kind of deserve it this time.
Wait, Cardi's the whack ass of the week?
Cardi B is the whack ass of the week.
Why?
You might've heard over the weekend
there was a story.
There was a story over the weekend okay. that Cardi was in Vegas and she was performing on stage. And the trend lately at concerts, which is just so stupid, is people throwing things at the artist on stage.
The trend.
And so, yeah, it's very cringy. I'm sorry.
It is so cringy.
But this person who was like near the front had thrown their drink at Cardi B. And we saw the video and that was the story. And we're like, oh, this girl in the audience is in the wrong. That's so messed up. Why are people throwing things at artists? That's not cool. But today, we got the rest of the story.
What?
And Cardi B is actually in the wrong here. Because,
how?
Because moments before that happened, Cardi B was doing this whole thing because it's Vegas. They're in triple digits. It's over 100 degrees. She was on stage. She was wearing this orange dress. It was kind of see-through, so it was pretty like breezy, but she was still hot up there on the stage. And she had said on the stage, it's hot over here. Like, throw water at me. Wet me down. I need to cool off. So she, and then people were throwing water at her on the stage. There's video of all of it. And she was like, you know, putting her butt out, like, get this wet, and like the whole thing. And she was playing around with the crowd, and she did that. She did that, and then she did a song, and then she did it again, and then she started a song, and then this girl, I guess, was just 2 seconds late to throwing stuff, but that's what she did. And Cardi was literally asking for people to throw water on her, and that's all this girl did. The issue, I think, that Cardi had...
thoughts about this.
I know. The issue, I think, what it was, why Cardi reacted and threw her microphone at the girl, by the way, is... the girl didn't throw water necessarily. It was ice cubes. And I think the ice cubes hit Cardi in the face. And that's harder, obviously, than water. And so it took Cardi a little bit by surprise. And that's why she snapped and got mad and threw her microphone. But Cardi is still in the wrong because she literally was asking for people to throw their drinks at her.
Is she?
Kinda.
Okay, I have so many thoughts on this. Let's start with...
and I love Cardi B. I hate having to call her our whack ass this week, but...
let's start with you saying it's Cardi's fault. First of all, people like weird stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. There are some people who like to be slapped. Uh-huh. There are some people who like to be paraded around like a dog. There are some people who like to dress up like a kitten. Okay. What is important in all of those situations? If you're going to parade somebody around on a leash or slap them,
I know.
What is it?
Consent.
Consent is the most important thing. And so I don't care what you do in your free time, but it's important that everybody agrees that, hey, let's do this together. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So if she said, throw water on me a couple times and they did it, great. That means that for that second, she was okay with having water thrown on her. But she didn't say it right before this lady just
She did. And right a couple people were doing it, and then Cardi went right into a song, and then this lady did it. And I think it was because it was ice cubes and it hit her in the face. I think that's what it was, though. She literally did. There's video. Okay. I'm going to show you the video.
All right. I'll trust you. I believe you. I'm just saying, you know, like if she was prepared to have drinks thrown on her to start off with, that's one thing. Then if you get a surprise drink thrown at you, that's something different.
True.
That's one thing.
The thing now that is going on with this situation is when Cardi threw the microphone back at the girl because...
this was the second thing I was going to talk about. Did you notice there was no sound when the mic hit something? Have you ever heard a microphone hit something?
Cardi was definitely not live.
She was not
singing.
She was
not live. The song kept going. Her vocals kept going.
Which, listen, a lot of artists use a backtrack. Yeah. I don't think that's necessarily like a bad thing. But when you throw that mic, if you've ever heard a mic hit something,
it's like...
it makes a noise. Yeah. And that mic was not on.
No, it wasn't even turned on at all.
I was going to ask you, I'm so mad that you heard that before.
Yeah. I mean, and that's like been a topic of discussion too, that Cardi doesn't do her stuff live. She was not live at all.
Not at all.
Another, I guess, update in this story is that when Cardi threw the microphone, she actually missed the target, the girl who threw the water at her. She hit the girl right next to her, who had nothing to do with the incident, was just standing there. And so I think it might have been that person is pressing charges on Cardi B for battery now.
Sure, yeah.
And so Cardi B is listed as a suspect in a battery case now.
Yeah, because you want to sue, right? And get your couple $100,000 and be done with it.
Yeah. So that's what's happening now.
When Cardi B threw a mic at my face. I love you, girl, but I'm going to get $10,000 out of this.
Oh my gosh, no problem. Right?
So of course you press charges.
Yeah.
Real quickly, the last thing. I understand the situation is different now that we know the full story, but like back to the throwing things at artists.
Oh, can we please stop?
What? Why? I think we need to make violence the answer again.
What?
Because
what?
What used to happen was people would do dumb shit like this and then they would get the shit beat out of them.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what that taught you? Not to do it again. And
place
so I tweeted
games,
out the other day.
Prizes.
Yeah, right. I tweeted out the other day, like, I think we need to get back to a situation where violence is the answer. These people who like pull pranks and they like run up and they like cut off people's headphones. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Somebody was saying a whole bunch of racist shit to a guy in a Walmart. And then he goes, bro, it's a prank. And
like,
he like points to the camera. It's like, that doesn't make it okay.
Right.
It's not free reign to do whatever you want because it's a prank.
Like, that definitely deserves to get your ass beat. So you're going to get your ass beat.
And right. If you do it to me, I'm absolutely throwing hands. So I just want to say here in my one public forum that I think we need to get back to a place where violence is the answer.
So a round of applause for Cardi B throwing the microphone back at
totally fine with her. I was totally fine with her throwing the mic at that lady. Hit her in the face with your 2-pound microphone.
I kind of was okay with it too.
Oh my God.
This is the first time I saw the video before we knew the whole story and I thought Cardi was in the right. I was like, yeah, Cardi, throw that microphone.
And why is nobody in the crowd beating the piss out of him?
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, the guy who threw his phone at Bebe Rexha would have caught hands from me.
Oh my God.
I promise you.
Yes.
I love that woman.
Yes.
There is no way I would have stood for it. So, I don't know. I just feel like we need to get back to violence being part of the answer.
Okay. And that's the hot take with Rob there.
All right. Like we said, Mondays and Wednesdays, we release the podcast at 4 p.m. If we can figure out the Twitch streaming part of it, we'll do the podcast live on Twitch.
Yeah.
So you can interact with us as we're going through it.
And we'll do a little pre and post Twitch situation as well.
If we can.
Yeah.
And then that way we have that on Twitch and we have the podcast on Spotify and YouTube.
Great.
She is at the Nina Blanco.
And he is at Rob Trigilio.
No.
Oh, shoot. Rob T Radio.
It's a new one.
It's a new one. You changed it.
Rob T Radio.
Rob T.
For everything except for Twitch.
There you go.
Rob T Radio.
Rob T Radio.
And that's today's edition of Yitty.